Are we surprised, by the way, that Michigan is missing a game this year?
No.
No.
Not either.
No, no.
It was bound to happen.
Just a question of, is this the only game, or will this extend?
Probably.
It
looks like it might extend. Fitting end to the Jim Harbaugh era. Let me just put it that way. Fitting end.
And the question then, of course, now we ask, and I'm sure we will find out in the next moments, what do you do, Pat Johnston? Because one of your perfect pigskin prognostications is always a Michigan game.
It is.
He can't lose.
Can't win, but yeah, it's true.
Let's find out what happens with that and more on WSGW. It is time now at 8:45 on Thursday morning on the Morning Team Show.
It's now time for some of the most unforgettable and indigestible 2+ minutes in new sports talk radio across this great land. That's right, it's time for another edition of Pat's Perfect Pigskin Prognostications on WSGW's The Morning Team Show. I posted perfection the previous week, so let's go with this week's picks. All right, now, wait, what? What happened to last week's picks? Oh, we don't have to review that. No, really, really, we don't. Give me Michigan over Penn State, 28-16.
Levis will keep it. Go around right end. He dives in. Touchdown, Penn State.
Oh, Spartan fans. Give me Northwestern over MSU, 30-6.
That is a touchdown for the Spartans, and that is the nail in the coffin.
I foresee Mr. Brady lighting up that highly suspect Chiefs defense. Give me Tampa Bay over Kansas City, 35-30.
Third and eight. It's like third and one for this team. Down the field. Who else? Hill at the 10. Cut back. Touchdown.
And he stood there like the house by the side of the road and watched it go by.
It's going to get ugly watching the Texans feast on the Lions. Give me Houston over the Lions, 33-17.
It's JJ who pulls it down and takes it home. My goodness, he makes another huge play on Thanksgiving.
The bar is high.
Hey, I could always count on Matt Patricia on saving me from posting a goose egg. Perhaps that was his parting gift to me. As for where the Lions go from here, your guess is as good as mine. No Michigan football this weekend as the Wolverines canceled their game against Maryland due to a COVID outbreak. As for where Michigan goes from here, your guess is as good as mine. But hey, let's give a huge shout out to Mel Tucker and his Michigan State Spartans. Not only did he defeat his main rival, but he also led the Spartans to an upset victory over a top 10 team. Jim Harbaugh didn't even think that was in the rule book. So my overall record is just 19-17. No excuses, just plain old bad prognosticating. Let's turn that around now. The Michigan State Spartans hope to take on number 3, Ohio State, at Spartan Stadium this Saturday with kickoff at noon. Hey, what else can you say about MSU head coach Mel Tucker? He's getting the most out of a team that was supposed to have a horrible year. And while it's been frustrating at times for MSU fans, the Spartans' upset win over Northwestern was just the icing on the cake for Tucker's team. Now, can they take down mighty Ohio State, who could possibly be a touch rusty since they haven't played a game in 2 weeks? No, no they cannot. Still, I'm impressed by Mr. Tucker no matter what. Give me Ohio State over Michigan State, 35-14. Now, here's a game that interests Dave from the newsroom. His sixth-ranked Florida Gators visit Tennessee this Saturday at 3:30 p.m. Florida can reach the SEC championship game if they beat the Vols, something the Gators have achieved 14 of their last 15 years. I should make the boss happy with this pick. Give me Florida over Tennessee, 38-20.
Oh, please. What? Stop talking.
And finally, your Daryl Bevel-led Detroit Lions travel to the Windy City to battle the Chicago Bears at Soldier Field this Sunday with kickoff at 1 p.m. I expect the Lions to have a little bit more pep in their step with Matt Patricia no longer on the sideline, and the Lions are optimistic rookie running back DeAndre Swift will return this week. However, the Lions' defense is pure putrid. And Mitch Trubisky, who's not a good quarterback, is undefeated in his last 4 starts against Detroit, throwing 12 touchdowns and just 1 interception. Different coach, but I'm sorry, the same results. Give me the Bears over the Lions, 28-23. So I've got Ohio State over Michigan State, Florida over Tennessee, and the Bears over the Lions. And that's this week's Pat's Perfect Pigskin Prognostications on WSGW.
All right. Well, how about that, Dave? Threw a Florida game in there for you.
I think he has a pretty good chance to improve his standings now after last weekend. He should redeem himself this weekend. I think he's pretty accurate this week.
I can't believe it. Mitch Trubisky?
Yeah.
12 touchdowns and just 1 interception?
If he just had to play against the Lions in every game, he would be in the Hall of Fame, first ballot, easily. Yes. Mitch Trubisky is that good against Lions for some reason.
The quarterback that beat the Lions, and then he was not quarterbacking.
Yeah, yeah, they removed him. And then Nick Foles, the starting quarterback, got hurt, and so that's why he's back.
Mitch is back.
Yeah, and they've lost five straight, too, so they've got the Lions to break that streak.
Pets, so. Perfect pigskin prognostications.
And Spartan fans are very happy that I picked against MSU.
Well, yeah. Because they picked against Northwestern.
Yeah, maybe you should have picked against Florida.
now Dave's having...
the truth comes out. Yes.
Too late. Yeah. It's recorded.